The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast does not reflect the opinions of Entertainment Earth, its management, its affiliates, its clients, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Nice of you to stop by. I am Adam Paulus. I am the host of the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast, which you just downloaded because you have impeccable taste or nothing better to do at work. And either way, I'm glad you're here because this week we're going to talk about new movies, new Star Wars toys, new Transformers, and the same stuff we talk about every week, except for last week because we weren't here. So, let's get started. Movies. New this week, if you need to go see a movie, Hot Fuzz, Fracture, Vacancy, In the Land of Women, and Severance are all opening up. Hot Fuzz is from the Shaun of the Dead and Spaced creators, so you might dig that if you like cop films and British guys. Or Tefunny, as it's put. Last weekend's box office champion was Disturbia, which was Rear Window for people who never saw a Hitchcock movie. Hopefully this weekend we'll see something good be number one, but hey, what are you going to do? Star Wars. Another Celebration 4 and Celebration Europe exclusive was announced. This time the next action figure is the Ralph McQuarrie concept Luke Skywalker action figure. Also, the first wave of packaged Saga Legends action figures are showing up on the web now, including an all-clean white clone trooper from Episode 3, as well as the awesome battle-damaged battle droids. Don't forget, you can order these cases at Entertainment Earth or see high-resolution images on your favorite Star Wars collector websites. At least they should still be there, unless they were buried because you waited too long to go look, in which case you need to be a lot faster next time. Transformers. While not confirmed by Hasbro, samples of more new robot heroes are showing up on eBay. These are Star Wars Galactic Heroes-style figures, but they are Transformers, and they do not transform. New items include Unicron, Optimus Prime with the Matrix, Ultra Magnus, Megatron, Mirage, Starscream, and Thundercracker. A wowie zowie. If you like the Superhero Squad or Galactic Heroes, you should probably get these. We're definitely going to be getting some sets because these look pretty cool. Also, the first BotCon exclusive was revealed, and it is Dirge. Dirge is a cone-headed seeker, or a jet that transforms into a robot, and it's blue. And if you go to BotCon.com, you can see pictures and find out how many pints of blood you're going to have to sell to be able to start to even think about affording this item and the gift set in which it arrives. G.I. Joe. Hasbro has confirmed there will be a 3¾-inch San Diego Comic-Con exclusive this year. This is a first. Hasbro has never offered a G.I. Joe exclusive at a convention, as far as I know, outside of the G.I. Joe convention, so this is quite a treat. Hopefully it'll fit in nicely with the 25th anniversary collection that's coming out, and if it doesn't, well, maybe I won't buy it. There's no word yet on who it is, how much it will cost, how limited it will be, or how many lines you'll have to wait in to get one. Katamari. Namco has confirmed that beautiful Katamari Damacy is coming out for Xbox and PS3 this October. There is no word yet on a Wii release. It was rumored earlier, but right now it just doesn't seem like there's any word on it one way or another. Still, neat. It also means we're going to have to buy an Xbox. On the note of the Xbox 360, the brand new high-definition crazy edition that's going to be coming out soon may already be out. Target stores are breaking the street date, so if you want the HDMI-compatible Xbox 360 Elite, get $480, go to Target, and ask nicely. PSP. Final Fantasy 1 and 2 for the PSP just hit Japan, and they're coming to the USA this summer for $29.99 each. I believe it is Final Fantasy 1 in June and 2 in July. I'm also told that the Japanese release has an English mode, so if you don't want to wait and you want to spend more money, maybe you could go ahead and import it, because we're going to save some money. I'm going to wait. Shellac. For both of you Shellac fans out there, it's worth noting that they announced they're going to have a new album coming out in June called Excellent Italian Greyhound. Their last album, 1000 Hertz, came out in the year 2000. So if you're a big fan of Steve Albini and his unique brand of music and loathing and baseball and all that good stuff, you might want to pick this up at your Better Record Store, or if you are like our neighborhood and don't have a Better Record Store, order online. New at Entertainment Earth! You can save big, apparently. By popular demand, we're carrying over one of our weekly specials from last week, and we're adding 6 new specials. Check out all 7 awesome values at entertainmentearth.com, featuring Star Wars vehicles, talking Scarface figures, anime gals, and so much more. You won't want to miss them. If you do want to miss them, there's something terribly wrong with you. Also, the Big Lebowski and Flash Gordon action figures are up for pre-order today. Be sure to get yours. The first wave has Big Lebowski has the Dude and Walter, Flash Gordon has Flash and Ming, and you can order sets, and they are cool. Did we also mention that the Flash Gordon and Ming bobbleheads are here? Well, they are. The very first products ever from the company Biff Bang Pow are in the United States, in the warehouse, unless they sold out, and ready to order. So you might want to get yours today before they fly back to Mongo. I should note that I got to take a look at the samples of those Flash Gordon bobbleheads yesterday. Well, not samples. It's actually final product. The boxes are pretty cool. The figures are made out of a resin material, so they're more like the NECA bobbleheads than the Funko bobbleheads. The detail's very nice. The paint's very good. If you like Flash Gordon, I think it's probably worth getting. If we can, we're going to see if we can do a photo shoot of those for you so you can get a better look yourself. Since there really aren't that many products based on the Flash Gordon movie, hey, it's a good place to start, and the price isn't half bad. Okay, so time for Toy of the Week, because we have to do it, because, I don't know, we just do. This week, Spider-Man Superhero Squad. I picked these up a few weeks ago, and I've had them cavorting around my home office, where I am now, my work office, where I am not, and one of them I still left in the package because I hadn't got around to opening yet. But I got the four packs. Basically, what these are Hasbro's attempt to bring the Galactic Heroes concept to Spider-Man, and there are currently four two-packs. There are, I believe, another six or seven coming, but these are the only four out now. So if you go to your local store, and it's a well-stocked store, you may see the packs of Sandman versus Spider-Man, Venom versus Spider-Man, Goblin versus Spider-Man, and Green Goblin versus Spider-Man. So you have options, but you're going to end up with the Spider-Man pretty much no matter what. The first non-Spider-Man pack is not coming till Wave 3, and that's New Goblin versus Green Goblin, which I don't really understand yet. Each pack has a completely different Spider-Man, a completely different villain, and costs about $5 or $6. They're pretty cool. The Venom versus Spider-Man pack includes Venom with his tongue sticking out, and because there's no teeth showing, it's really weird. He reminds me more of an orca whale than the, you know, I Want to Eat Your Brain guy from those Talking Toy Biz figures in the 90s, which I'm sure at least two of you remember. I'm holding him right now. He's pretty cool. His neck is articulated. His arms move. He's kind of more of a metallic blue-black color, but he looks pretty neat. But seriously, though, if you look at this guy and you don't see Shamu on some level, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's a very solid figure in terms of construction. Stands up very well. I've had it sitting on top of an LCD computer monitor, and it fits. And he's fighting Spider-Man in a... it looks like he's being engulfed by the alien symbiote, which is kind of weird because usually with these figures, you're used to the most generic figure possible with no embellishments, because that way you can add your own scene. With Spider-Man, they've added the scene in for you, so there's really not much in the way of a generic Spider-Man like you might have expected a generic Darth Vader, or generic Luke Skywalker, generic Wolverine, or Sabretooth. The figure is articulated at the neck and the left arm, but other than that, is kind of stuck in place. It's kind of cool because it looks like he's jumping out of a giant mass of black goo, because there aren't enough science fiction and fantasy movies that involve a giant puddle of black goo. He's doing the metal sign or the Spider-Man web shooting hand gesture, but he only has three fingers, so yeah, it looks kind of weird. The figure sculpt is excellent. The coloration is very accurate to the movie. If you bought any of the Toy Biz products from the previous films, it looks kind of the same way. It's got some dark blue, it's got some metallic silver, a little bit of red, and it looks good. The detail's great. The webbing is sculpted on the figure and not merely painted, so it feels kind of interesting. And yeah, I'm babbling now, so I probably don't have that much more to say about this figure. It's a nice little sculpture statue type thing, but it's not really much of a toy. The main reason you'd buy this set is for Venom. The next set is the Spider-Man versus Green Goblin, the villain from the first Spider-Man movie. This one's really cool. Spider-Man is in an action pose where he's shooting webbing down between his legs. Both arms are articulated. Only one of the arms that really matters, though, because of how he's posed with one hand straight down between his legs kicking forward. Sure, you can move it, but it doesn't make a difference. The head I'm trying to move, but I haven't really been successful at making it move without feeling I'm going to break it, so I'm going to say it doesn't move. If yours does, let me know. But I don't want to break my figure, just so I can tell you guys that, no, you can't do that. So I'll leave that up to you. The figure has silver webbing. It stands very well, and it looks, again, like a little sculpture. It works a bit better in this case, because it looks like Spider-Man's flying or transporting or actually doing something rather than half-heartedly escaping his alien nemesis. He comes with an articulated Green Goblin who's thrown a pumpkin bomb, has moving arms, a pumpkin glider, and is generally quite cool. The metallic coloring looks great. Sure, he looks like a Power Rangers villain, but there's nothing he can do to change that. So, yeah, that's a good set. I would highly recommend picking it up just because it's cool. The next set is Black Spider-Man Crawling versus the Sandman. Sandman has limited articulation, looks nothing like Thomas Hayden Church, has sandy legs, weapon arms, limited articulation, the trademark Flint Marko sweater. He looks good. The color's good. The sandy paint is excellent. The movement, not so great, but if you just want a Sandman figure in this scale, it's good. I don't expect they're going to do any better anytime soon. So go ahead and get one. The Black Spider-Man Crawling is pretty cool because, again, it's sculpted. It has no embellishments. It's just Spider-Man crawling. You can have him crawl on the ground. You can have him crawl on the wall. At my office, what I did, because I am a clever toy nerd, is I took a clear rubber band from the pack and a thumbtack, and on my cubicle wall, it looks like he's climbing the wall now because I wrapped a little band around the thumbtack, and it looks neat. If you have to work at a cubicle job, I highly recommend you give it a shot because you can do some interesting things with these guys, staging battles and what have you on your walls. Because really, who can work when you've got toys? The figure has pretty much no worthwhile articulation. Sure, you can move an arm here and there, but it doesn't really do you much. It's a good set. I would recommend it just for the Black Spider-Man, if no other reason. The final set, which I haven't opened yet because I'm lazy, is Spider-Man versus the New Goblin. I don't really like this one because Spider-Man is a generic pose and is missing his mask. I really don't want to see Peter Parker's face and have Spider-Man's body. It really doesn't do anything for me. The figure is good. It's a decent pose. It looks like it's going to stand all right. The face of Spider-Man, it looks a little older and doesn't really look like Toby or what I perceive Peter Parker to be. But hey, these are aimed for toddlers. What am I doing? The New Goblin figure looks great. He's got his mask. He's got a bomb. The coloration's great. The hair looks good. I can't say enough nice about it. If you want a New Goblin figure, hey, great, buy this. Or wait for one of the other upcoming packs, because apparently he's going to be in a few of these packs, or at least a couple. This set's probably worth getting, except the Spider-Man sucks. So you'll want to buy a couple of packs. If you want to buy all four sets as a collection, it's a pretty good lot. Individually, it's hard to recommend any of them beyond Spider-Man versus Green Goblin, just because, well, it's like, okay, the Spider-Man's great, but this isn't. Or the Venom's great, but Spider-Man could be better. And I don't know if you have a need for four Spider-Man figures. They're different enough where you won't feel bad about having multiples, because I have on my computer one Spider-Man on the computer tower and one on top of the monitor. They look different. They're doing different things, and it's cool. So I like these. I don't regret buying them. Upcoming series have characters like Doc Ock, the Rhino, Larry Moe Curly. I don't remember, but there's more coming. And they'll go great with your Marvel Superhero Squad. As far as I know, there are currently no plans to do a comic book style Spider-Man, which is kind of disappointing for me because that's what I wanted from the get-go. These sets are between $5 and $7 each. You can order them online at Entertainment Earth. Please consult the podcast page for more details on this collectible set. That's all for this week, boys and girls. I've got some email from you. I appreciate you writing in because now I actually have an idea of what some of you want to see or hear. People have asked, hey, are you going to do more Star Wars Q&A? Hey, are you going to do an all-Star Wars show every week? Hey, are you going to do longer shows? I don't know what it is you guys really like because I don't know your listening habits. My microphone just moved there. I, for example, listen to podcasts to and from work, and my commute's about a half an hour. So for me, a long show's not necessarily a bad thing. If there's anything you'd like me to go into more detail on every week, I would be happy to do so. If there's anything you'd like me to avoid entirely, I'd like to know. As far as doing the Star Wars Q&A in this podcast, I think I would bore the crap out of you because it's really kind of detail-oriented, nerdy, crazy, and anyone who just finds this podcast is going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Not that you know what I'm talking about now. But yeah, that was... thanks for your feedback. Please send more to adam@16bit.com. Or if you order Entertainment Earth and they have a comments field there, and just leave it in the comments field, because that way it gets passed around the company and I can show it to like my bosses and they'll be like, hey, see, check it out. The podcast is awesome. We got to like do more of this stuff. Maybe they'll give me a raise. You could help me. It's win-win. Also, I picked up Super Paper Mario for the Nintendo Wii last weekend. And I got to tell you, if you got a Wii and you got money to waste and you have time to waste, a little bit more important, you totally should pick this up. It's... It combines the old Super Mario Brothers style playing and exploration with some elements from Mario 2, some elements from the other Mario games, some brand new things, with some role-playing elements, which I gotta admit I aren't so hot. I don't really want to walk around the town. I want to go around and stomp on mushrooms, and there's plenty of that. It's a really fun game. It really doesn't make use of the Wii controller that much in terms of gesturing wildly. It's comfortable if you're like me and you grew up during the 16-bit era video games and the 8-bit era video games. It's fun. It's not too complicated. Only there's a little too much story. And I like my Mario games to be more about action than plot. Which is funny because 10 years ago I would have said, my games need to have more story. Screw that. I want to play something, you know, have some fun. So if you got a Wii, you might want to pick that up. There were some new Wii download games this week, but punch out without Mike Tyson. Who cares? Yeah, that's all I got for today. I am now officially rambling. I'm looking around my home office to see if there's anything else I need to tell you about. Oh, the first shipments of the David Bowie Labyrinth figure started to ship. So if you are interested in those, I highly recommend you start picking those up or looking out for them. It does not include a Goblin Sidekick figure like was originally solicited. So if you ordered one and they said Goblin figures included, guess what? It's not. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Droids. Oh, I got a Macquarie Bubba Fett the other week. It is very cool. I highly recommend you get one. I'll go into more detail about this figure when I get the rest of Wave 2, but he has interchangeable heads, a flamethrower, a gun, and a holster, a gut gun, and comes apart very easily. But if you see him, just buy him. Don't think twice about it. It's cool. I'll back you up. Just say to the wife or the husband or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or whatever, just, you know, Adam said I had to get this. And if she doesn't know or he doesn't know who the heck I am, that's to be expected, and it's okay. Just pretend like it's important and he should know. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Don't forget to check out botcon.com for updates on those Transformers convention exclusives, because they're all kind of G1 based and pretty cool. Don't forget to check out entertainmentearth.com to buy stuff, because if you don't, they won't keep me employed and they'll go out of business and I'll be fired. So your buying things are important. And blah. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you guys next week, or 2 weeks, or whatever. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Also, it's important for me to tell you that if you like this podcast, please tell your friends to download it, because as far as word of mouth goes, my marketing budget is not unlimited. You are probably some of the most important people to explain podcasts to others, because a lot of people still don't know what a podcast is. They don't know which ones are good, and they're going to need help. So definitely go ahead and pick those up. And on the note of telling people about great podcasts, I'm going to go to my podcast menu and just pick out a couple to tell you about. Don't forget to check out, The Onion Radio News. If you read The Onion fake newspaper, it's like a minute-long comedy news story download every day. Totally worth checking out. NPR has most of their really good programs for download now, which is, again, is great because you can download the show and skip through the stuff you don't care about. Believe it or not, the Grammar Girl Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing podcast. It's more entertaining than you might think, even though it's about grammar. Even though I'm probably breaking a number of rules by endless run-ons, but I'm not working from a script. I'm just babbling. So, yeah. Oh, also, look out for one called alt.npr, What Would Rob Do? I highly recommend this because it's a lot of fun. The subjects are just some guy who's going on about strange subjects like how to find a public bathroom, how to get dog poop off your shoe, what would you do if you go to London, what would you do to find all kinds of stuff, really. It's kind of amazing. It's basically Q&A for anything you never thought you really wanted to know. So check that out. And tell your friends about podcasts and buy stuff. And yeah, I'm done now. Go listen to something else. Bye.